Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Jesus is speaking. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father.
Many people display crosses in their home or wear them around their neck. But have you ever taken a moment to fully grasp the depth of love the cross represents? The cross was arguably one of history's most shameful and painful methods of execution. Crucifixion usually began with soldiers flogging the criminal with three leather cords, each containing a piece of embedded bone or metal that tore flesh to ribbons. The soldiers then hammered a long nail into the hands or wrists. Another nail was driven through the ankles. Raising the cross, executioners would then drop it into a hole in the ground. In order to breathe, the convicted man had to push up on his blood-drenched ankles. Jesus was fully God, but he was also fully man. He experienced the full physical agony of this brutality and also felt emotional and spiritual anguish. Worst of all, when the Savior took our sin upon himself, God, his Father, turned his face, leaving the Son all alone in his suffering. Yet Jesus didn't see himself as a victim. He willingly offered his blood on our behalf and endured the cross as he considered the joy set before him, as we read in Hebrews 12, verse 2. No greater love exists. Consider all that Jesus suffered on the cross for your sake and mine. And if you've not personally received the gift of forgiveness he purchased for you, please trust in him today and thank him for his boundless love.